This is Kansas Profile. I'm Ron Wilson, director of the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development at Kansas State University. The Facebook post came from Mike Rowe, the nationally known television host and advocate for American workers. His post was about a beautiful rocking chair and the craftsman who made it in the heartland of rural Kansas. It's today's Kansas Profile. Zach Schaefer is the owner, founder, and sole employee of Schaefer Furniture, which was recently featured on Mike Rowe's Facebook page. Zach grew up on a farm and ranch near Jetmore. "I took wood shop in high school to avoid calculus and trigonometry," Zach said. He majored in industrial technology at Fort Hays State. Zach specialized in making handcrafted wooden furniture. Due to the fact that there were no fine furniture makers nearby, his required internship for degree completion was the implementation of a self-directed project in fine furniture making. He designed and built a Cherry Queen Anne-style highboy. "For the tools I had at the time, it was phenomenal, but looking back, it was pretty crude," Zach said. After graduation, Zach moved back to the ranch and got married. During off times or after chores were done, Zach continued to work with wood. He started working in his dad's shop, a converted two-car garage. He watched videos, became a self-taught craftsman, improved his craft, and started selling his handmade wood products. In September 2017, Zach bought a building on the main street in Jetmore, expanded his inventory of tools, and opened Schaefer Furniture. Today, Schaefer Furniture is shipping its handmade products from Philadelphia to California. Each item is custom-built. A bed is kind of a standard design for anybody, but a chair has to fit each individual person, Zach said. Zach designs his chairs to support the lumbar region and takes stress off the sciatic nerve. He produces rocking chairs, other chairs, cribs, desks, bar stools, and more. His raw wood comes from all over the U.S. "I get slabs from Oregon to New York," Zach said. His wood rasps come from France. Through word of mouth, his products have become known for their craftsmanship. "One guy in D.C. bought a chair for his mom," Zach said. Zach is also a fan of Mike Rowe, the host of television shows such as Dirty Jobs on the Discovery Channel and the CNN series Somebody's Gotta Do It. Zach especially appreciated his creation of the Mike Rowe Works Foundation, which supports those working in the skilled trades. Zach decided to send Mike Rowe a handmade rocking chair. "It was meant as a gift to thank him for what he's doing," Zach said. When Mike Rowe got the rocking chair, he posted a response on Facebook on March 16, 2018. Here are Mike Rowe's words as posted. Quote, "Zach Schaefer is a wheat farmer in Jetmore, Kansas. He runs 200 head of cattle. He lives with his wife Renee and their new son Henry. When Zach's not farming, he's making furniture. Zach made me a rocking chair. It arrived at my home today. It's made of solid walnut and it's stunning. Here's the thing about Zach. I don't know him from Adam. He's just a farmer who called my office one day and said, 'Hi, I'm Zach. I make furniture and I love what Mike Rowe Works is doing. I'd like to send Mike a handmade rocking chair as a token of my appreciation. Do you think he'd like a handmade rocking chair?' Well, who says no to a handmade rocking chair? I'm not only humbled by Zach's gift, I'm blown away by his craftsmanship. Here's a young man raising a family in America's heartland by growing the food we eat and making something as beautiful as it is useful. By hand. One piece at a time. I called Zach Schaefer this morning to thank him for his gift. He was impossibly gracious. We talked about his grandparents, Dan and Ruby. We talked about the challenges of farming and of furniture making. I think he does amazing work." Close quote. "I'm proud that this craftsman is found in the rural community of Jetmore, population 867 people. Now that's rural." For more information, see www.schaeferfurniture.com. We commend Zach Schaefer for making a difference with his craftsmanship and entrepreneurship. I think his chair rocks. For the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development, this is Ron Wilson with Kansas Profile.